Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Welcome all. This is Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, I am Buck. I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a mild 61 degrees in the shade. Here on Lawless Radio, we support our unsigned underground independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions, submit your music, and let's get you out there on the air. You hear what I'm saying? All right, y'all. I'm going to do what we always do. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back. We're going to jam out. We're going to have a few laughs. We're going to have some fun. Y'all just hold on to the ride because it's going to be a blast. Sit tight. I'll be right back. This is my jam. I choose you, F.L. Jones, baby. Yeah. We'll be right back.
hood. I got this rubber out of my pocket.
Okay. Voila!
Yeah, my satisfaction is guaranteed.
Sure.
I'ma keep the business, that's what's me.
Sure.
Max is here to put by my shoulder. The Saudi bad wanna try to shoot.
Sure.
Can I wind and dine? I wanna take my time. Cause I'm on the birds to make you mine.
Sure.
Can I use my hands to do slow? It's Max World, you know what the
sure.
I'm gonna rub my hands up and down your front.
Sure.
Get the west, shout to make it rain.
Sure.
Atlanta, Georgia, I thought it's host. The best part of waking up, calling the folks.
Sure.
My buster, baby, my fucking lady. My ears was good, that's on the day.
Sure.
Her climax is my IMAX.
Okay.
Niggas can't see me, yeah,
I'm sure.
I spread my arms in my pocket. My dick is ready for the cock in the guy. I always hope to wanna fuck, and I got this throne up in my car. That's always on my line. Trying to do to you, know what? That's always on my line. Trying to do to you, know what? Got a brother off in my pocket. My dick is ready for the cock in the guy. I always hope to wanna fuck, and I got this throne up in my car. That's always on my line. Trying to do to you, know what? That storm about your sky, cause you seem so lonely.
Sure.
I'ma treat you like the queen you are, cause you the one and
sure.
only. Can I take my time with you and put some spice in your life?
Sure.
Wanna be the one you call on when you know me
and
sure. I'ma be loving your body because the love is insane.
Sure.
We hugging and kissing and touching cause we can make love in the rain.
Sure.
Sit back and recline, I'll be kissing your mind. Can we sip on some wine?
Tell them.
I know you a diamond, I know we gon' shine about to make you mine.
I
come up with my off in my pocket.
Off
in my dick is ready for the cock in the guy. I always hope to wanna fuck, and I got this throne off of my throne. That's always on my line. Trying to do to you, know what? That's always on my line. Trying to do you, know what? Got a brother off in my pocket. My dick is ready for the cock in the guy. I always hope to wanna fuck, and I got this throne. That's always on my line. Trying to do to you, know what? Nah, that's always on my line.
I'ma tell you like this, there, man.
Sure. I'ma chop it up with Shawty. Invited to my party. You know she come to Max World. You know it's time to get naughty. You know my name is Magic. This shit's about to get drastic. Your baby daddy mad at me. You chose up that tragic. You a bad bitch. Sorry, wanna take my time and just go.
I'm mad.
Well, I'm off of my property.
Off of
my dick is ready for the talk in the guy. I always talk to one of them, and I got this throne off of my throne. My star is on my line. Trying to do you, know what? And it's always on my line. Trying to do you, know what? Got a brother off of my property.
Off of
my dick is ready for the talk in the guy. I always talk to one of them, and I got this throne off of my throne. My star is on my line. Trying to do you, know what? That's always on my line. Trying to do you, know what? It's rough off in my pocket. My dick is ready for the talk in the guy. I always talk to one of fuck, and I got this throne off of my floor. That's always on my line. Trying to do you, know what? That's always on my line. Trying to do you, know what? Got a brother off in my pocket. My dick is ready for the talk in the guy. I always talk to one of fuck, and I got this throne off of my floor. That's always on my line. Trying to do to you, know what? That's always on my line. Trying to do to you, know what?
Yeah. All right. Shout out to Magic. All right, welcome back to Lawless Radio. You're now tuning in to Bucking Off of Buck, and yes, I am Buck. Before we went to the break, I played I Choose You, which is one of my house dance house tracks, man. I kind of like that. FL Jones, right after that, came back with some Closer by Jess, and then you just heard Magic, Do the You Know What. All right, y'all, right quick, let me knock a few things out before I get deep in this. Let me give y'all quick pick three digits for Lawless Radio. Quick pick three digits for this evening is 880. 880, that's your quick digit three pick. I want to give some love out to Grady Hospital, all the doctors, nurses, technicians, people that push you around in the wheelchairs, et cetera, the pharmacists. Thank y'all for everything. Keep doing what you're doing. Grady, what they're doing the best they can, what they got, save your life. All right, here we go, y'all. I ain't going to get too deep into this because it can't get deep. And I'm just going to put it out there. Now, mind you, I'm not here to offend anybody, you know. See, I consider myself ignorant. And ignorant is the fact of not knowing something. So I'm ignorant to this. So here it is. Put it on Facebook. I need to be schooled on gay pride. Shut it. I need to be schooled on gay pride. What I mean is, what is the importance of letting everybody know that you gay? What I mean is that important to you? I mean, is that important to the world in your eyesight? And if it is, how is that? You know what I'm saying? Let me know. You know, I mean, let's get it straight about myself. I'm not a homophobe. No, I care less about you, baby. I don't give a damn if you gay or not. I care less. It's none of my business. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. That's you. You know, I mean, I don't mean to sound cliche, but as they say, do you, boo. Do you. You know what I'm saying? Although I will say, and it might be a little prejudice, I think some gay people are very, very talented because they can make some incredible house music. I'm a house music fan from the Midwest in Chicago. My God, they can make some great and wonderful house music. If that's prejudice, so what? Take it as a compliment. You have some talent. But, I mean, this whole thing with the Boy Scouts and all that, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I don't want to know. I don't want to know if there's gays in the Boy Scouts, man. I don't even know that. That's not going to increase my paycheck, Jenny. So, I mean, that ain't news to me. So what? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to James McCann, one of the greatest homosexuals that I have ever had in my life. He was a good friend. He was, man, he knew how to party. He knew how to praise God as well. And he was just a down cat, man. I'm much love to you. R.I.P. I miss you, Jay. I mean, James McCann. Love him. Love him. But, matter of fact, yeah, he is the guy that introduced me to house music. So I must give a great shout to him. Somebody, 646-478-5209. Hit me up in the chat room. Log on to lawlessradio.com. Click the listen and chat tab and do what? Chat, all right? Tell me what I need to know. You know what I'm saying? Is this something that can make the world better if everybody know who is and who is not gay? Will it make the world spin a little bit smoother? Will it heal global warming? I mean, what is it? What is the big deal? Why must I know that you gay? Hell, in some cases I can see it. You know what I'm saying? You know. I mean, I'm not trying to run up on you. I'm not trying to run up in you. So I don't need to know. You know what I'm saying? That's not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I need to know what is the importance of everybody knowing that you gay. It changed the rules in the military. You got to know, I mean, whatever happened to don't ask, don't tell? Was that offensive? Was that offensive? If it was, I need to know why. I need to know how. You know, I'm not a gay basher. I never will be a gay basher. Gay people are what? Freaking human beings. You know what I'm saying? But I can't look down and look bad on you. You're a person. You're a human being. You got feelings. You bleed too. Y'all forget I'm Negro, so I know what being prejudiced is all about. I know about prejudice. You know what I'm saying? So the last thing I want to do is be prejudiced. Come on now. I mean, for real. For real. They're human beings. They're people. They bleed. They die. You know? I mean, what is the deal? What is the deal? Okay. You gay, now what? What are we going to do now? You know, You got your parade. I think that's great. That's cool. You know, if they can have a St. Patrick's Day parade, then hey, they can have a gay pride parade too. You know, hell, we got the Bud Billiton parade in Chicago, so yeah, sure, go right ahead. Have your gay pride parade. I care less. It's not bothering me none at all. All right, check it out. I'm gonna bring in one of the ladies and gentlemen, Mel Lawless. Everybody, let's give a hand. Mel Lawless, are you with us this evening? Hello, good evening. Good night.
No, you won't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mixed it all up. I'm sorry. Mississippi, everybody, give a hand. Fan of the decade, Mississippi Reds, fresh out of Wisconsin. Yes. How are you this evening, my brother?
I'm doing well, thank you. And me and Mel Lawless we all debate about this. But I'm going to say that this one thing. I mean, like you said, everybody has a parade, and when that Jason Collins thing came out, and everybody in NBA, you had Kobe, you had Mark Jackson, and you had other sort of people in the NBA family, because that's like a fraternity. You know, and one of them said, well, if he's gay, then that's his personal decision, you know. And I was like, well, if it is personal, then let him keep it to himself. You know what I'm saying? He don't have to bring it out.
Thank you.
He does not have to bring it out.
Thank you. Why?
Why? Right. Because they said that's his personal decision to make. So if that's his personal decision to make, then why bring it out worldwide? You know what I'm saying? It's my personal decision to be with Mel Lawless. But if I decide to be a hoe, that's my personal decision also. You don't have to do all that. Please don't do that. Don't do that. That's your personal decision to make. You don't have to bring it out to the worldwide news. You know what I'm saying? That's his personal decision to be gay. Now, I'm a Christian, right? Now, God, the God that I believe in, says that you are put on earth. Man is put on earth to be with woman. Woman is put on earth to be with man. Now, if you decide to make another decision about that, that's not the way God made you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the personal decision that you made, and I'm not going to say anything else beyond that. Just like what Mark Jackson said, as a Christian, it is not his decision to judge you, but you will get judged by a higher being.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God is judging on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like with me, right now with me and Mel. We're not married, but we sleep in the same bed. But I have plans to change all that. Once we get married, then the God of my belief, the God that I believe in, is going to be the only one in the universe to judge us.
That is mad. I'm telling you. I gotta smack myself in the back of the head to get the words to come out of my mouth. That's freaking awesome. And you know what? Yeah, you chose to let everybody know that you and Mel are together. And you know what? That's fine with that. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Hold tight. All right, y'all. Like Mississippi said, hey, you know, that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like Tupac said, only God can judge you now. We're not here to judge anybody. You know, if you gay, that's your lifestyle. That's what you want. You know what I'm saying? You like fast cars? That's your lifestyle. That's what you want. So, you know, there's no difference in it. You know, you, what you want is what you want. You ain't going to get happy until you get what you want. You hear what I'm saying? So I just need to know. I need a homosexual to call in this evening and like I said, school me on the importance of letting everybody know what's the importance of letting it out. Is this all tied in with gay pride and the parade and everything? You know, I need to know. 646-478-5209. Hit me up in the chat room, lawlessradio.com. Click on the chat tab. Click it and do what? Chat. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Check it out. All right, y'all. Let me do what we do best. We support our local come up. I'm finna throw one more FL Jones up in there. You know, I just like the dance music. That's my thing. Here we go. Heaven here tonight. FL Jones. Be right back.
Heaven here tonight. forget about tomorrow. Find your heaven here tomorrow. Hands up in the air.
Do you think? Girl, I got a bad figure body. Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You looking good than a mother. Come and pop bottles of the rose with me. Nothing thicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor. Got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position. Say the kiss of your body. Cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces. Climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces. Running down your body so I lick and I taste it. She fucks in different places. In the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got her open for anything. Cause we the perfect team. She off the record. Just matter. Put the get better when it's always worth. She's super soaky.
Super soaky.
But the cheddar. Ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Do your thing.
Put the Phantom in pause of the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to sit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back to me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do you think I'm gone? Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Wanna see your body. Do that move. Up in the mirror. Do what you do. Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Do
your thing.
Work your body, girl. Go do what you do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do. Do what you do. Work your body, girl. Go do what you do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do.
Work
your body, girl. All right, all right. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off Buck. And first, I want to get let y'all know, Bucking Off is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in life coaching, couples therapy, marriage counseling, and romantic therapy. Go to the website at itsaboutyouandme.com. Check them out. Get your life together. All right. Before I went to the break, I was talking about the importance of letting the world know of your sexual preference. I think I'll be a little bit more PC with it, and I'm going to say your sexual preference instead of the slang term. And just basically saying you coming out to the world. You're going out to the world with it. I mean, what is the importance of it? I mean, is it something that, I mean, I just need to be schooled on it because I'm ignorant to it. So I need somebody to tell me what's what. And you know what? Fortunately for me, I have a doctor on the line. This is one and only Dr. Lynette Buckhall, the PhD. Good evening, doctor. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm planning on being schooled here. Now, Doc, in any way am I coming off as gay bashing or judging, or am I coming off the wrong way in any way during this conversation this evening?
No. I want, and it's important for people to understand that it's not nothing negative. It's a good question. Why is it that it has to be expressed? But I think, me personally, I think that people who are have a sexual preference, they let it be known because there's so much hate about it out there. you know. And there's a lot of people out there that are gay and have not said anything at all, you know. And I think that you have to be prideful to come out and say that you like someone of the same sex, because society says that you're supposed to be with a man and a woman, and that's it. So it's something different. And so, and I think that they want to express it and want to have pride about it, because I'm prideful for coming out and saying that this is what I like, this is my preference. And I know, you know, why do you have to tell the world? Why is it important, you know? And I feel the same way, but I think that that's the reason. They feel that it's important to them that you know, because they are different from what you would understand to be the norm in your life. You know, so that's my tidbit on it. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you put a doctor's spin on it, and I'm glad that I'm not coming off incorrectly to anyone. But I do know I got a partner here. He's saying that he would like to know if someone has a different sexual preference than he is when they dress like women, and he needs them. Yeah, let me know you are a man. Please tell me that. Yeah, okay. So in other words, if you cross dressing, you know, let the brother know. Don't leave him hanging on. Don't let him think you're a woman and you really a man. Okay,
okay, yeah. That, I mean, that's important. I mean, that right there.
Yeah,
but that's deceitful.
Yeah.
That's a little deceitful. That's when we get into the boundaries of, like, you know, you have to, you can't force your choice on someone else. You have to at least let someone know and let them choose themselves.
Man, that's. I'm sorry. That's just straight Jerry Springer. Matter of fact, that was all that was on today. You know, that somebody got lied to. Somebody, I didn't tell you I was a man, but I'm gonna bring you on TV and let you know. Yeah. Hey, thanks. Hey, Doc, hold tight. Got a call out here. 414-202. Who is this from the Wisconsin State area? Talk to me.
Hello, hello. This is Mel. How you doing, Buck? How you doing, Catrice?
Man,
hey, Mel. How you doing?
He done slipped in on the back door, man. Now, you know, see, I couldn't be one of those people that recognize a number and be like, you know, no, I ain't gonna answer that. Then she gonna sneak another number in on me. That's no limit right there. That's no limit right there, Mel. Mel, that's no limit. That's no limit right there, Mel. There you go. Booyah.
I have three cell phones, so I just pick up the first one that's near me.
That's no limit, Mel. That's no limit, baby. Yeah, right on, right on. What's going on with you, sugar?
I'm good tonight. I'm good. How are you all doing tonight?
Wonderful.
You know, it is what it is.
I heard the question. My take on it is pretty much to each day on, because we all are sinners. I mean, that's pretty much my take on gay relationship, gay marriage, gay pride. They don't have to answer to me.
Yeah. I mean, same here. But I want to know, why is it important for you to tell the world, you know, that's what's the big deal? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's say you are with your coworkers, whatever, your buddies, and y'all say you decide to go out to drink, and you say, okay, well, I'm gonna invite my boyfriend to come, and they like your boyfriend, and then this man show up, you know, then you know you don't have to say that you're gay. It's obvious.
Look at
my only question is,
who paying for his drink? That's all I care about. I don't care if you bring him. I don't care what y'all do together. Who paying for his drink?
Why do we have weddings? You know, we want everybody to know.
Well, you know.
That shut me up right there. Yeah.
Y'all, I'm like,
that to say this. I just play music for the rest of the night now. So I ain't
we have a birthday party. We want everybody to know, you know. Don't stutter on me.
Man, you know, so sometimes, you know, you get caught off guard. You know? You're like, wow.
But you know, I like I say, like my partner say, only time he wanna know if somebody gay is if they dress up like a woman in drag and he think it's a man, you know what I'm saying? Let him know, hey, I may be dressed like a woman but I am still a man, you know, then let me know if you gay. And other than that, he say he don't care. He say it ain't no concern of his. It ain't no concern of his at all. Mm.
Right.
That's I like that.
I like that too.
I mean, that makes sense. That's a given.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mel,
it happened to me too once
before, too.
Yeah, it happened to me once before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, my radar.
Mine was in New Orleans. This was Catrice and I weren't even serious then. I think, you know, we was just bumping each other at the time. We hadn't made no commitment to each other. And I had went to New Orleans and I was visiting some kinfolk, and that was my first time on Bourbon Street. And I was there and I was sitting at the bar, and I thought was a woman came and sat down next to me, and we just had a nice, intelligent conversation, you know. And sometimes you see like manly features, you know what I'm saying? He's like high cheekbones or wide ass nose or something, you know, or a dimple in the chin, or maybe an Adam's apple. But I just didn't get none of that, you know what I'm saying? And just off in, and yeah, I'm staying in this hotel and blah blah blah. And then my cousin comes and taps me and say, hey. You know that's the man, right? I said, nah, I didn't know that. And the only reason he knew, because he knew the person, you know. So I was like, oh, wow. So that kind of blew me off a little bit, you know. So, yeah, you need to tell somebody that. Don't hold that back. That's wrong.
Absolutely.
That's a Jerry Springer beat down right there on the spot. That's
yeah.
Wrong. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. Damn. So a girl tried to run up in you, huh, Mel? that's when you know you're too fine, Mel, for real. You're getting the women trying to get up in you. You're too fine, man. You're too fine.
She's trying to change her life.
Mel need to come out with a calendar. I'm sitting there looking at this look. Catrice got this damn, he find male calendar sitting up in the studio in here, and these dudes posing with their shirts all off, and they muscles all crippled and abs and all that all shining and glistening. Yeah. You need to come out with a calendar, Mel. There you go. Come out with a calendar. Mm-hmm.
Damn, he's fine, huh? Who, what's Mike looking like?
May fine. I need to turn to May. I keep forgetting to switch over. I gotta move May on up.
Oh yeah,
come on, April.
Some light skinned dude with a Samoan tattoo on his shoulder. But
you know
what?
I already know it. She ain't turned it.
It's time to play some music. Y'all sit tight. Hold on. I gotta play some music. Lawless Radio supports all our unsigned, underground, independent artists, all our musical artists out there. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions, submit your music. Let's get you played out there. Let's get you airtime. Let everybody hear your art, your talent. Hit here, Jada Boo by Magic.
Jada Boo. I'm talking about my Jada Boo. I'm talking about my dad, chocolate drop, no Hershey. Damn, my shoulder so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy, my snowflake with no flurries. See the smile sky lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like a auto tune. Talking about my table. Got a chocolate drop with no Hershey. Damn, my shoulder so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy, my snowflake with no flurries. See the smile sky lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon.
Gone too long. I miss you, my.
yeah, welcome back to Lawless Radio. Bucking off a buck. Hey, man, I thought it was real appropriate for me to play them two tracks right there. That was Jay. The first track was Jay LaBoo by Magic, and the second track was My Queen by Clarence Blakely. You know, I thought that was cool for those that had a special loved one in their life, regardless of who they are, what they are. So that's what those two tracks was for right there. All right, y'all, check it out. I got a minute left. I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. Of course, fan of the decade, Mr. Red, of course, Mel Lawless. And it was so great for the doctor to come in and spread some words of wisdom on this whole gay pride thing for me. Go to lawlessradio.com. Lawless Radio has just about something for you every night of the week on Tuesday night. As Nikki Outlaw, check her out, 8 Eastern. On Wednesdays, the chairman, T.L. Greg Grind, that's coming. He's coming in at 8 p.m. Eastern as well. Then you have me, Bucking Off a Buck, right here at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, also check out Lawless After Dark. Got No Limit on Saturday, 10 p.m. Central Time, Eastern. It's No Limit. That's all I'm going to tell you. Check it out. It's Lawless After Dark, and it's just that. And I cannot forget, I'm so sorry, I skipped right over her, the wonderful, talented Dr. Linnea Buckhoffer's midday release on Friday, high noon Eastern time. Get your midday release, get your life together, get your roll on, get ready for the weekend. All right, y'all, that's going to do it. I enjoyed everybody for coming in. Mr. Big Red, Linnea Lawless, I will catch y'all Saturday night. I will be there, no doubt, No Limit all the way. Hey, y'all, take it easy, have fun, enjoy it. Don't forget, it's hard, but it's fair. Just don't give up. Catch y'all later now.